Let me tell you the context in which this verse appears so that we can understand the verse within this context. It's about a very sad meeting between a great yogi, Durvasa Muni, and a great bhakta, Ambarish Maharaj. Durvasa Muni was full of pride, unfortunately, and his heart had hardened by his austerity. So when he saw something in Ambarisha, what he interpreted to be an offensive behavior, it was not, but Durvasa interpreted like this, he created a demon, a black magical Sauron, to destroy our Ambarish Maharaj, the Bhakta. Yes. So now this demon appears before this innocent Bhakta Ambarish and is ready to pounce upon him and kill him. At this particular moment, our verse appears. As fire in the forest immediately burns to ashes an angry snake. Ha! So, by the previous order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his disc, the Sudarshan Chakra, immediately burned to ashes the created demon to protect the Lord's devotee. Purport. As a pure devotee, Maharaj Ambarisha, although in such danger, did not move an inch from his position, nor did he request the Supreme Personality of Godhead to give him protection. Ambarish Maharaj was fixed in understanding, and it was certain that he was simply thinking of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the core of his heart. A devotee is never fearful of his own death, for he meditates on the Supreme Personality of Godhead always, not for any material profit, but as his duty. The Lord, however, knows how to protect his devotee. As indicated by the words Praktishtam, the Lord knew everything. Therefore, before anything happened, he had already arranged for his chakra to protect Maharaj Ambarish. This protection is offered to a devotee even from the very beginning of his devotional service. Kunteya pradijani hi nami bhakta pranashyati. If one simply begins devotional service, he is immediately protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Aham tvam savapapebhyo moksha yishyami. Protection begins immediately. The Lord is so kind and merciful that he gives the devotee proper guidance and all protection. And thus the devotee very peacefully makes solid progress in Krishna consciousness without outward disturbances. A serpent may be very angry and ready to bite, but the furious snake is helpless when faced by a blazing fire in the forest. Although an enemy of a devotee may be very strong, he is compared to an angry serpent before the fire of devotional service. What happened actually is very nicely described and pictured here. You can see this is the saintly Ambarish Maharaj, and he felt, and this is the angry yogi Dobhasha Muni. Now Dobhasha Muni had created this fiery demon. You can see him appearing, and this demon was ready to immediately kill the saintly Ambarish Maharaj, who is dressed in white. Can you see Nityananda Kari? Shihari, can you see? No. So at this moment, as was previously arranged, Sudarshan Chakra appeared. Look at the next page. Powerful. Wow. Can you see Gokuma? Yes? This demon had killed, the Sudarshan Chakra had killed the demon. Now he was ready to attack Dobhasha Muni. Suvana Bindu Prabhu, can you see? It's powerful. What do you think about this? There is a very interesting section in the Chaitanya Bhagavat where it is described that the Sudarshan Chakra comes and protects the devotees of Lord Krishna who chant the holy name. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through a very dangerous area, the area of an angry Muslim king who was known to first torture and then kill pilgrims who passed through his countryside. So it was arranged that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go by boat in the evening or in the night through this section of the country where the soldiers of that angry king were patrolling even in the night to fight pilgrims and then rob and steal them. Rob them and kill them, actually. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there on this boat which went without light and as silent as possible over the river, and it passed one patrol post after the other. It was very dangerous. All of a sudden Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Mukunda, "Sing the praise of the Lord." Mukunda looked at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to find out if he was serious. But yes, it was an order of the Lord. Mukunda began to sing, "Sri Krishna Govinda, Mukunda Vanamali." It's a song, you know. "Sri Krishna Govinda, Mukunda Vanamali." And the devotees began to also chant louder and louder. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to dance on the boat, which was going chum, 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 chum. The boatsman said, "Are you having an excess of vata in your brain? Is it not functioning properly? We are going here in the night to avoid any attacks and to save our lives, and you are now singing and singing so that the soldiers can come and kill all of us? Stop singing. Stop! Mukunda stopped. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mukunda, why have you stopped? We should sing the names of the Lord both in the morning and in the evening and throughout the night. Danger, my Lord, there is danger. Mukunda, and my dear boatsmen, and all devotees, please know, if you are chanting the names, you are protected by the Lord's Sudarshan disc. That's why a devotee always chants in all situations. Lord Krishna has promised in the Bhagavad Gita that someone who surrenders unto him in full surrender, Krishna will take care of his karmic reactions. There will be his karma, which ordinarily gives him a very dangerous situation at times, will not work in the way it should work. It's not doing that. Moksha yasyami mashuchaha. Lord Krishna has promised the karma, which is really responsible for all our mishappenings, which are bound to happen in this world, stop at the moment when a devotee sincerely surrenders to Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna. And Lord Krishna has different ways how to stop the karma. And one way is that he sends his Sudarshan Chakra, which burns to ashes all the karmic reactions which are bound to come in the life of a devotee. If you live a surrendered life to Krishna, your life is really free from karma. There was once a man who became very sick, and he went to an astrologer. I don't know if you know, when in the Vedic culture people became sick, they did not go first to the doctor. They went to the astrologer to find out what would be the gravity of the disease. We have one devotee who is very ill in Germany, and we connected him with an Ayurvedic doctor, and the doctor said, I will first make an astrological chart and see what is going to come, because, I mean, I can give some medicine, but if it's your karma that you will suffer, then we don't have to, we just give some pain relief. We won't be able to change your karma with the little herbs, a herbal medicine that will not work. So the doctor found out that, it's one of these karmic reactions. You know, there are three types of karmic reactions within astrology can be found. There are some which are bound to come. You can do whatever you want. You can hide in the steel encircled bunker, and the atom bomb will get you, peng. But there are other types of karma where the result could happen or could not happen. Then medicine is given. So this doctor said, you can come to my hospital, it's not so serious, and so on. It's just a little bit. You can take medicine, it will help you. So there this sick man came to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. He said, by my karma, I am actually going to suffer a terrible disease which after 2 years will take my life. What should I do? Now Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was an astrologer in his previous ashram, when he was not a sannyasi, but when he was a brahmachari, who had written a masterpiece, which I hear is still consulted by astrologers, the Surya Siddhanta. And he said, well, yes, there are these parapta karmas, these things which are bound to happen, which we even, parapta karma means we suffer the karma already now, but he didn't say parapta karma, there are these seeds of your karma which are bound to happen, but they can be burned by the chanting of Hare Krishna. Take shelter of the holy name. Now because the man was supposed to get a disease which was very painful, I believe lepra, or really a very, very fearful disease, which would mean excruciating pain, he saw no other solution than to surrender to Krishna, which he did. And he chanted Hare Krishna, and he lived many, many years afterwards. The karmic reaction was not coming. Because it is said, someone who chants Hare Krishna with full surrender to the Lord, he will actually be burned from his misfortune, his karma. Prabhupada used to say this about his devotees. He would say, my devotees, many of my disciples looked very morose, sad in their lives. Now they look like dancing peacocks. Have you seen dancing peacocks? You must come just slightly after the rainy season to Govardhan, and then you see the dancing peacocks dancing on the top of the Govardhan hill. Then they make their circle, pound, the pound, the peacock, and they dance very attractively. Sisi Gorni Taiki. Thank you, Lavanga Manjari. You have saved our morning by giving us the darshan. So Lord Krishna is, this is how Prabhupada described his devotees. They were once miserable, but their karma has been alleviated. So there's just a little bit karma still in a devotee, and that is so that he doesn't become proud. You only get what Prabhupada says, token karma. It means a little bit from your karma plate. It's not so bad. I always tell to the devotees, listen, my dear devotees, your karma is a luxury karma. Your misery is a luxury misery. You have enough prasadam. You have a place to sleep. What is really the problem? If you want to see the problems, then go and see all the homeless people and see how they suffer. But you live in luxury. You can hear music, and when you are long enough in the temple, you get an MP3 player usually. No, not so problematic really. It's a little karma which is given to us so that we can continue with our spiritual maturation and so on. But otherwise, the Sudarshan Chakra is very active. I wanted to speak to this morning about another type of protection of the Lord. When we think of protection, we usually think of protection from an outside aggressor, like maybe a man who comes to attack us with a knife, or you know, we think of the aggressor as maybe the finance department of the Croatian government, who, you know, we think of something outside, or a bad person who is, let me say, attacking us, either verbally, by criticizing us, or in whatever ways. But do we think of Maya's attack? Maya's attack comes in the form of more subtler, but also more powerful attacks, where we come into illusion and lose our Krishna consciousness. The devotee who wants to be free from Maya attacks has to learn where to take shelter. You can really see who is a devotee and who is not a devotee by looking to where they take shelter when life gets a little tough. A devotee will take shelter in Krishna, and a non-devotee in everything else, medicine, money, work, and so on. A devotee has faith in Krishna, that if I take my shelter in Krishna, he will take care. And now Krishna is appearing in this world in the deity form, but he also appears in four other forms in which do not need to be ritually installed before Krishna is present. We say usually a deity must have a pran pratishta, or life-giving ceremony, the installation ceremony, where the life is installed in the deity. One of my favorite temples in Vrindavan is the temple of Krishna Chandra. Krishna Chandra's temple, you must all visit. It is built by Lala Babu. It is in old Vrindavan, not so far from Gyan Gudri, the place where Uddhava met the gopis. And it's a modern temple in the sense that it's built maybe 200 or 300 years ago. And there is a deity which was installed by this great devotee called Lala Babu. Now when the deity was installed, Lala Babu asked Krishna Chandra, "Can you please show me a sign that you are there?" And what he did is he put a little bowl with firm ghee on the head of the deity and saw it was melting because there was bodily heat in the deity. It was no longer cool marble, but Krishna had entered. Then, in order to look for another life sign, so to say, prana means life, he put some, what is called a cotton swab. Do you know cotton swab? Watte. Yeah. We say in German also Watte. Ein Wattebausch. Before the nostrils of the deities, to see if there was any movement of the ingoing and outgoing breath. And it moved. The deity was breathing, Sri Hari. Amazing. This is a Chuda. This happens after the Pran Pratishtha ceremony, the life-giving ceremony. Our Radha Madan Mohan also showed these signs. You know, when we were very poor, we couldn't give him so much prasadam, but later we could afford to cook, to make sweets with butter, because we know he likes butter. And you can, the pujaris told that the belly of Madan Mohan became fat, became a big belly. And the cloth didn't fit any longer. They had to be stitched new from the butter. It's natural, you know. He was like this when we were poor, couldn't afford much butter, but he became really strong. Very strong after the offer. This is Pran Pratishtha. The deity will give signs to his devotees. I'm here. But there are four places, you can say, where Lord Krishna is present even without a Pran Pratishtha, a life-giving ceremony. Would you like to know these places? First place is the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is said that after Lord Krishna had disappeared 5,000 years ago, he appeared for his devotees in the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And any serious devotee who reads the Bhagavatam will find that Krishna manifests in his heart. You can feel this also even if you are maybe still waiting for Krishna's visible appearance in the heart. You can feel it when you read the Bhagavatam and take shelter in the Bhagavatam. You feel very light in the heart and very relieved. Another place where Lord Krishna appears is in the hearts of three types of devotees. First, the Tulasi, who is the greatest devotee of is a very great devotee of Lord Krishna. That's why in all homes we worship Tulasi. Also, maybe when this temple is ready to worship Tulasi, it would be very, very good if we could have Srimati Tulasi here and do Tulasi Arati to her. That would increase our bhakti very much. Another great devotee in which Lord Krishna manifests is the Ganga. Who of you has taken a bath in the Ganga? Please raise your hand. Oh, this is very good. You also Kupate Ganga? Oh. Very good. This was many devotees. Padmavati, I think many times he went in the Ganga, isn't it? Yeah, many times. We all know when you take a bath in the Ganga, you feel special, isn't it? Five times you were in the Ganga. Six times. Oh, wow. This is when you have devotee parents. This is the benefit. Yeah. There is an amazing book which you could read. It's Our Mother Ganga. It is a Nashmaikib Ganga, yes, Nashmaikib Ganga. It describes at the end the experiences which devotees had in the Ganga, how they were miraculously saved when they were drowning. I've also written a little article in this book, but it described my own experiences with Mother Ganga. This very, very special. Yesterday, when it was so hot in the car, we read in the Sharanagati car a prayer to Mother Ganga, where it said it is better to be just a bird who lives in a tree, who grows at the bank of Mother Ganga, than to be a king who's so powerful that his enemies are afraid of him. especially when he comes with his war elephants and hear the bells of the war elephants, cling, 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 cling. This is in this very poetic poem to Mother Ganga written by Valmiki Muni. So the third is a devotee in whose heart Krishna is present, is the devotee. Once Prabhupada was asked, Krishna is in the heart of all beings, is he always standing? And Prabhupada answered, one moment. And he began to spiritually look into his heart, and he said, no, right now he's resting. So the Krishna is present in the deity and of course in the holy name, but he is without any installation present in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Tulasi, Mother Ganga, and the devotee of Krishna. Let me ask you, how can you recognize a devotee by whom, in whose heart Krishna is present? I think we all have noted that sometimes we meet devotees in whose heart anger is present. We have met such devotees in our lives. What is the first quality which you should look for when you look at for a devotee of Krishna? What is maybe the first quality which you should also develop? It's a good question, isn't it? Because we really want to find Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, of all the qualities of a Vaishnava, Saralata is the essential quality. It's the first and foremost quality. Saralata means a type of simplicity. Let us look at this simplicity. The simplicity of a Vaishnava means that he has faith in Krishna. Simple faith, like a child. Here's our Sri Hari, he's getting tired. He is now with his father, and he has faith. I will just rest on the lap of my father. It will be the best situation for resting at this moment. A simple faith. Father will protect me, and when the boring lecture is over, he will say, Prasadam, Shihari, Prasadam. Not now, no. 20 minutes. This is very natural for the child to have simple faith. This is a very necessary quality. And a devotee must have this simple childlike faith in Lord Krishna. This is how you know a devotee. Once there was a discussion about this subject between a devotee called Krishnadas, who spoke with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. Krishnadas had observed that some devotees make very fast advancement while chanting Hare Krishna, and others go very slowly in their advancement. And now he wanted to know, why is it that some devotees make quick advancement when they chant Hare Krishna, and others are so slow, and sometimes even leave the process? We have seen this in our adventurous society, the Hare Krishna movement. Some are very, very fast, and some are others take a lot of extra time, maybe even extra lives, who knows? And Lord Chaitanya, he heard this question and he said, Slojate, listen. He said, that devotee who has a lot of faith in Krishna and in the holy name, that devotee makes a very fast advancement. But someone who does not have faith cannot make fast advancement. I think it is so clear that we don't need to explain it. I think we all can understand this. So this faith manifests in saralata, a simplicity. The devotee feels he doesn't need to make many extraordinary arrangements. He just feels, I want to serve Krishna, and everything will be all right when I do this. This is a Vaishnava. By this simple sign, you know, here I have found a Vaishnava. He has this saralata, this simplicity. And one of the signs of this simplicity is, as we said, this simple childlike faith in Lord Krishna. With such Vaishnavas who have this saralata quality, this simplicity quality, it's very, very needful for us to associate. See, when you regularly associate with devotees who have this simple faith in Krishna and who like to serve Krishna, then your own attachments to Maya, which are still in the heart, will be broken. You must know that the scriptures which you read in your free time, the Bhagavatam and so on, they give you a lot of Krishna consciousness. They are places where Krishna is present. We have just learned from this beautiful passage in the scriptures. I'm trying to see somewhere I have written the verse down. Bhagavata tulasi gangai bhakta jane chatuda vikraha krishna echarisane. Krishna appears in this world in four forms: Srimad Bhagavatam, Tulasi, Ganga, and the devotees. And then, Jivanyasakarile, Shimurti Pujahaya, Janma Matre Echari Ishvar Vedekaya. In the deity form of the Lord, that form becomes worshipable by invoking life in this form. It's called the Pran Pratishtha ceremony. But it is stated in the Vedas that these four representations are the Supreme Lord from the time of their appearance. When they are there, then the Lord is there. This is from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Lila, 21st chapter, verse 82. You will see, but yes, Krishna is there in the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam. But do you have eyes to see him there? This is a question. For those who are, as the scriptures say, a little outwardly looking, they are not personalities who are accustomed to look inside, to have a contemplative way of life. For those who are a little bit, bahirmukha, looking towards the world, they will have difficulties to see Krishna in the form of the Bhagavatam. They will feel something, they will feel some enlightenment, which is, there when people get the Bhagavatam in their house. But it's really necessary for most of the people to regularly associate with Vaishnavas, because the scriptures often teach you theoretically, or I would say passively, they remain on your bookshelf and they passively are there. Whereas the Vaishnavas open doors of new experience to you. And in this way, they teach you actively the content of the scriptures. Vaishnavas usually, or the scriptures usually, take the help of Vaishnavas who explain them. That's why we have purports and from previous acharyas, and why we have lectures in the morning by Bhagavatam speakers who are requested to follow the process strictly so that they speak from realization. This is very practical teaching, very openly teaching, and it gives you an experience. Yes, Krishna is there in the Bhagavatam, but we usually require purports to realize it. So the devotees are necessary to give us the experience. Sometimes we do not like to associate with devotees. We feel, I practice Krishna consciousness at home, as I'm a little shy, I'm not such a society man or a society girl, I'm a little bit for myself. Yes, there are such personality types who are like this, and it's necessary that we acknowledge our particular personality. But after having done so and have found out how we tick, so to say, how we work, how we function, it's still very important that we find Vaishnavas in our lives with whom we can regularly associate, because in this way our attachments which we still have to the material energy, our private maya, so to say, can be broken. Otherwise it is very difficult. And this regular association with devotees will actually give us possibilities to render service to Krishna, and in this way the sadhus open the doors of the kingdom of God for us. Mm-hmm. When we feel in our heart that we cannot associate with devotees, you must know that most properly Maya has sabotaged or boycotted your spiritual advancement in some ways. So that Maya's boycott meant plan is happening in the form of some misconception or some quarrel or some deep issue and so on. Sometimes it may be that amongst devotees we have different issues, you know, something, especially as in a preaching movement where we deal often so practically in our lives, and we deal with money and properties, and sometimes there are different perspectives on these subjects. And yes, these differences can and should be solved. That is not wrong to do this. That's necessary to do it. But we should associate on another platform with each other for kirtan, for Krishna conscious katha, and so on. See, one devotee once has said in a poem, I like this very much, even if I could cure my own blindness, you know, when we have a physical ailment, being blind, is it day or is it night? I'm so blind, I can't see. You know, even if I could cure my own blindness, I can never alone on my own, I can never alone cure the blindness of Maya. I need someone else for this. It is necessary. I was thinking about this last year when I visited Lalita Priya regularly in her ordinatio. And I was thinking, what does a dentist do when he has a tooth problem? The dentist will never, even if he is a good dentist, do his own drilling, you know, a mirror and then, no problem. He will, and it doesn't work. The human being doesn't function like this. You know, when the pain comes from the drilling, his hand will most probably shake so violently that he will polish all or drill all his teeth away. So he needs to go to another dentist. Lalita Priya here? Yes. Correct? Yes, she has confirmed. She is the expert. I've said something truthful today. So, in the same way, you can't help yourself away from Maya. It does not work. First of all, you don't see properly your own Maya. That's the nature of Maya, that you have what is called in German language eine Eigenblindheit. Eigenblindheit means your private blindness. You can't see the spots so well as they are visible from another perspective. And also, it's not within your means, your possibilities to fight the powerful material energy. The powerful material energy recedes or goes back when devotees come together and hear about Krishna in the Bhakti Sangha. In a Sangha means association with Bhakti. There's maybe one only person who could get rid of Maya alone. Do you know him? Narayan Rishi, yes, that's a very nice observation. I didn't think of him, but you're true. Yes, but he is also God. There's one jiva, what? Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, even Lord Shiva, it is said, was once so bewildered that he ran after a woman. This woman was God, you know, she had appeared as Mohini Murti. Romantichka Emotionski. He ran after her, and it is said that Mohini Murti fled away from him. This is not dharmic, this is not dharmic. And ran in such a way that she passed through all the hermitage of the self-controlled saints, and they saw their example, Shiva. Stanite, stay. Stanite, you say it like this. Stanite. Lord Shiva. Haridas Thakur, who has said? Mara Yanti and also Sundarananda, you have saved our discussion this morning. Haridas Thakur, and therefore a chapter, a whole chapter is dedicated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that he actually was visited by Maya Devi, and Maya Devi tried everything. And it said everyone else would have lost their self-control. Even Lord Brahma. Hi, Bola. But not Haridas. She came in the midst of the night. Prabhus, listen to this. Matajis, the powerful material energy. Could you imagine how she would look if she takes on a female form which you could see? Could you imagine her vibration? Could you imagine her scent? It is not possible to remain self-controlled. It's simply an illusion. Arya said, I have not yet finished my rounds today. But what do you wish? I'm burning in the fire of misery. The only thing which can help me quench this misery is union with you, Haridas. I have not yet finished my vrata, but come back tomorrow in the night. I think I might be finished then. She came for 3 nights, and in the 3rd night started to also chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and so on. She chanted like that. Then she said, Haridas, I am Maya. Yasa Maya. Haridas said, Yasnam. And I must tell you confidentially, up till now I was a devotee of Lord Rama. But since I have associated with you, Haridas, I have changed my Ishta Devata. I am now a devotee of your Krishna. This is Maya Devi. We know that Haridas was tempted by Lakshahira, the prostitute. This is when Maya Devi, she's not Maya Devi personality, but personal, she's a bewildered girl, but this was Maya Devi, not just some beautiful, young, bewildered girl. Maya Devi, oh Krishna. Oh, if I think of this, I only say, all glories to Haridas. All glories to Haridas. So we need devotee association, and my dear devotees, let us determinedly work to push out of the way what is an obstacle for our devotee association. This work which we will do will help us very much to make the required amount of advancement. Hare Krishna. This is what I wanted to say. I wanted to talk much more, but I look at the wristwatch and see it's time to end. The moment Lord Krishna sees that his devotees come together, chant the holy name, then he will appear and give them all protection with his Sudarshan. I was thinking about one thing. Please now forgive me. I was thinking, I wanted so much to make a Naam. Not this time, because but in the future when I come the next time, I want to make so much a Naam Yagya. And couldn't we have the temple a little bit more free from the Croatian charm? that would be very nice. I wanted to make an extraordinary Naam Yagya with all. I think many devotees would like to come from Croatia. We could put chairs here in the side so that the older devotees who do not wish to sit on the floor can sit on the stolitsas and just look from the sides, and everyone could participate in it. We can tell the neighbors if they would like to come and participate in a bona fide Naam Yagya. Make something very nice, because I have a very nice concept of one Naam Yagya, which I've done in Russia, but not here in Croatia. And it will be very good. for the devotee, Saint Gorni Thai would be very satisfied with this offering. It would be, in my mind, from 3 to 4 hours, not too long, not too short. And we would chant, and this would give a huge spiritual strength to our community, which is very nice. Have you noticed yesterday? We have such wonderful people in the congregation. And I'm simply amazed at the quality of the devotees who are now practicing Krishna consciousness. Also very nice. And would be nice to invite all the older devotees. I think they would appreciate the Nam Yajna very much. And this is big enough. We can. I have already an idea what to do when the space becomes too little. I thought in these corridors we could make 2 stories, and then on 1 story they sit above each other like the Japanese constructions. Have you seen the Japanese houses, pigeon houses, where the human beings live in? Have you seen? It looks very interesting. It's little compartments above each other. And they just go there to sleep because the rest is working. And sex, which they do in the pigeon houses where they live. It's not very high. They just do work and whatever. They can sit like this and see TV. They can do everything they want. It's a small space, but very comfortable. And so we can make these little pigeon houses. But then we don't have windows. That's a problem. But we can have they cannot. maybe it's too crazy. Maybe no one likes this. And who pays for it? It's also the question. May I ask you, is it theoretically possible to build on more space, or this is it? Is it? On that side. Well, it's so expensive to build an extension. Anyways, we can first, I think if we get a Nam Yajna, this will be very full. Good. So, I have ended my lectures. I have also ended my visit. It was very inspiring for me to visit Croatia after such a long time. I didn't manage to get enough courage to go again to the dentist, but next time I will be more courageous. Hare Krishna, please forgive me, Lalita Priya. Next time, I'm already working on my psychology every day. Hare Krishna. Is there any question that you have, Gogadada?
I have 2 questions. One is shorter technical, another is longer. How does Ananda Rai fit in this example with
Yeah. See, Ramananda Roy, he used to prepare the dancing girls by oiling them, massaging them, dressing them so that they could perform for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. How did he do this? There's a very interesting purport. He was doing this in his spiritual identity, in his, if you want to know the philosophical term, in his Svarupa. He was aware of his spiritual identity, and he was doing it. I think he's. Please help me. Is it Lalita? No, this is Svarup Damodar. So he's Vishaka. Vishaka? Yes? Vishaka. And there is a double identity also. There's Arjuna, the cowherd boy, also there. But that gets very complicated, so don't bewilder the ear. So he did this as Vishakha, who remembered how she is a Yukteswari, a group leader of Manjaris and of Gopis, who instructs them in the confidential service of the divine couple. And whereas Haridas is a Brahma who's a Jiva, and what I mean to say is a person also of this world. So therefore it's usually said that and another difference is Haridas Thakur was really tempted by Mayadevi. This second case which I have explained, it was not a representative of Mayadevi, it was Mayadevi in person, not someone else. So the dancing girls are just nice Brahmin girls from Puri. I will first go to the other questions with your permission and then return to you. Hare Krishna. Oh, I couldn't recognize your face because you were then you look different from Dina Dayal. Yes, Dina Dayal. Yes.
David, the father of the court is incarnation of Brahma.
Mm-hmm.
And he said in the lecture, the height of the court can be protected from illusion by his own effort. But in the same time, you know, from Srila Bhagavatam, in Krishna pastime,
Brahma could not.
He was under illusion. There's a lecture about it. Not very strong, but the mantra, Acharya, he didn't comment. That chapter. So, what's our opinion about it?
Aha! Yeah. These are two questions, really. Well, Haridas got the special mercy. He's Brahma on a special mercy mission, so to say. And that mercy which he got protected him this time. Whereas as Brahma, he was not able to withstand the attraction to his daughter, that is usually he ran after his daughter. Oh, Krishna. So you have now asked another question regarding Brahma falling in illusion when he met Lord Krishna in Braj. And you said that the Madhva Sampradaya, who's really a Brahma Madhva Sampradaya, they originate to Lord Brahma. Brahma is the founder of that line of teaching. They don't accept this. I think we can well understand that, you know, in our movement, when a guru falls in Maya, he is immediately censored and no longer a guru. you worked with the GBC secretary. You know this is the policy. So Brahma is not just a guru. He's the founder of a sampradaya and of course also a guru. You know, and he fell in Maya. So you know what Madhvacharya the sampradaya do? They would have to send him for psychological treatment or something, you know. And of course they cannot deal with this. And they prefer to not mention this. And they will most probably have a shastic explanation to this Leela, which I'm not aware of, but they will have an explanation that gives a different perspective than we have learned in our movement. Most probably they would say, well, this was a Leela of Lord Krishna, which where the Lord I don't know. I mean, for us, it's not a problem. We say this was a leela of Lord Krishna, who showed that even if Krishna wants to be with the Brahma, he can do so. I don't think this makes Brahma, in our perspective at least, any less respectable. Veerachandra, you have an answer to this? Yes, please. In interpolation. Oh yes.
I have read this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a way to deal with it. An interpolation means something which was added later, which was not in the original scripture. This is how they say it. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Just because they can't deal with this. But we can deal with it. I mean, of course. I mean, do you feel a devotee of Lord Krishna is less if Lord Krishna chooses to put him in bewilderment? No. Krishna can do everything if he wants. That doesn't make a devotee who is bewildered now something less. Krishna Jivani has asked a very intelligent and very good question. I will repeat it for the tape hearing or whatever it is now. We heard that those devotees who have this simple faith can make faster advancement than those who don't have this faith. But what is the cause of this faith? Why do some devotees have it and others don't have it, in other words? No. This is a very deep question, Krishna Jivani. What immediately comes to my mind is that some devotees have obviously had a practice in other lifetimes before coming to Krishna consciousness. Krishna speaks of these devotees in the 6th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita when he mentions the unsuccessful yogi who has not gone back to Godhead, but who is born in the family of transcendentalists and immediately takes it up. I think we have such a yogi here. Our Sri Hari is born in a devotee family. This is a very good Sri Hari. I'm a little envious of you. not dangerously envious. It's a very rare possibility. And yes. And for them, Shraddha is very simple. You know, Krishna Jivani, in America, I've met these guru coolies, and some of them are wild. You know, they have piercing all over, long hair, cocaine, and what have you in their blood. You know, but they have so much faith in Krishna. It's amazing, you know. Really, it's highly amazing. I met one of these wild guru coolies. Listen to his story. There was a time when he came in his teenager period. Teenager means, Srinikata and Draupadi, you will also notice this, the boy has to move from the we concept, we are a family, to the I'm an individual with individual rights, individual opinions, individual things. And usually this move away from the we family happens by neglecting anything or rejecting everything what the family stands for. When the family was said A, the teenager says B. And when the family stands for B, the teenager says A. Or maybe even C. You know, it's different. The main thing is it has to be different. Because he has a psychological need to now see his individuality. It's necessary. It's not something bad. It's absolutely required for his growth. And the parents read some good literatures about this before when it comes, you will be long you will be amazed, you know. All of a sudden you hear from the room heavy metal songs. I want to kill somebody. And you go inside. Like my brother has devotee children. Imagine this. One day he came to the sweet Damodar. He's my nephew. I mean, this is a family secret. Would you like to hear it? He came in. You know, he was small. Small means 14 years. He opened the door, and there was a naked little girl, also 14 years. They already know that they have a different body than a man, in the same bed. My brother, bang, a world had just crashed into pieces. Then he took a tea, shook his head. Not in my house! Get out of the bed of my boy, you little naked girl. Here is your towel. Dress in the bathroom and out of the house. I think we can understand a devotee, you know, four regulative principles and all. You know, this is too much. It came by the shock. Draupadi, it won't be so heavy. Don't worry. Draupadi's already... My Hari, my Shri Hari. Won't be so heavy. Draupadi, I'm sorry. I'm shocking you in this lecture. Please. This is life. This is life. No problem. Life, we have to go through life. And he was conceived in Krishna consciousness, Damodar. It was not that he was from before Krishna consciousness. He was, everything was done. Sanskaras, and I don't know what has to be done, but everything was done. 50 rounds and everything. But here he was. Then the next thing is Damodar leaves the house. I never return back. If you do not respect the democratic rights of an individual to determine his own life. He was gone for 14 days. What to do, Sachinandan Swami? What to do? Pray. That's all I know. Yes, I'm so happy. I am not supposed to give answers on this. I was happy I could go out of the exit. Okay. Oh, brahmacharis, be happy that you are brahmacharis. Stay brahmacharis. And those who need to marry, marry. Hare Krishna. So where were we? My examples were bringing me away from the... Yes, Krishna Jivani had a question. Her question was about Shraddha. Let us go back to the question now. But they have faith. They have so much faith. When I meet my nephews, they go like... with so much devotion, you know. Oh, come into our room, stay with us. You know, so much faith. They're such nice boys, you cannot believe. Please, Krishna Jivani, you have to meet my nephews. They are very nice boys, but they do everything. Except, meat they don't eat. And the one boy says, he has a girlfriend who eats meat. He says, before you can kiss me, you must brush your teeth. Hare Krishna. His idea is to make her a vegetarian, you know. And then she must chant, you know, Polako, Polako. Madhusudan. My father was surprised he told me this, you know. You know, 50 times T teeth brushing a day. Maybe I should become a vegetarian. It's more simple. But so much faith, you know. We could never imagine our own children to act like that. Yes. There could be many sociological analyses. I think it is also necessary to see where we all with good parents. Did we do our job very well? And I think we will find that there are some areas where we did not act as very responsible parents. Nowadays parents understand that the children have to be children, and that's all right if they are children. When they make noise during the lecture, no problem. It must be terribly boring for them, and so because they don't listen like we listen. So, but in older times, the child was an enemy who was making. Actually, Hari, 3 more minutes, you can make it. 3 more minutes, I guarantee you. 3 more minutes. Yes, 3 more minutes. So I will finish my answer now to Krishnaji. So many times they had contacts previously, and that's why some devotees have more, Shraddha. That's one reason. You can also look into something which is very painful for devotees to hear. Are you mentally stable? If you're mentally not stable, too much stress in your life and so on, then you don't work so well. Therefore, it's important for the devotees, especially when they are the young devotees, the brahmacharis, should really surrender 24 hours a day, book distribution, kijay, and these things are very important. If you want to learn Krishna consciousness, you need to have this brahmachari ashram. Otherwise, you will never know what surrender is and what the feeling is to give up your own concerns for Krishna. And this will form the basis of your life in whatever ashram you find yourself. Shraddha comes also by performing tapasya, because you all of a sudden will know, yes, there's life beyond my senses. Krishna comes. But this is a long story. Krishna Jivani, if your question was so good that I will prepare a lecture about this. Yes? I promise. So we have given a promise to Srihari that the lecture would end in 3 minutes. We cannot break our promise. Promise is promise, Srihari. I stand to my promise. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi go nitai ki jai, go premanandi, Hari Hari Bo.